Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And it's Monday when we look at how the news is reverberating on social media. Joining for that today, Annie Colbert, viral content editor at the news and social media website Mashable. Annie, get us started. What's caught your attention?
Yes, let's start with Indiana, because that's what everyone has been talking about for a few weeks, and they continue to on the internet. There was a GoFundMe campaign that was set up to benefit an Indiana pizzeria that had closed after the owner came out in support of the state's religious freedom laws, and it's raised $842,000 in 3 days.
Wow. And of course, this is a pizza owner that was refusing to cater a gay wedding, for instance, if asked. That Indiana law has since been revised, but boy, this pizza owner, almost $1 million. And then there's another florist in Washington State who's refused to do flowers for a gay wedding. She was fined under that state's law, $1,000. How much money have people given her?
She has $90,000 so far.
Yeah. And what's the buzz about this on social media?
You know, part of it is, what are they going to do with this money? You know, there are all of these people, you know, people saying that it should go to a food bank or it should benefit people in need. And right now, they're only saying they shut down the pizzeria campaign after it hit $842,000. And the person who had started it said that the woman is getting financial advice and they'll make more statements later.
Okay. There's also a lot of buzz about late night talk show host John Oliver, the Brit. He interviewed Edward Snowden. He went to Russia, found him. Lots of funny stuff, but also some serious. Let's listen.
How many of those documents have you actually read?
I've evaluated all the documents that are in the archive.
You've read every single one?
Well, I do understand what I turned over.
But there's a difference between understanding what's in the documents and reading what's in the documents.
Annie Colbert, John Oliver being pretty tough with Snowden.
Yeah, tougher than you might expect. And it started funny because Snowden was late. So there's these couple minutes where John Oliver is very paranoid and swearing a lot and trying to figure out where he is. But then it got very serious and he did an interview that was really stinging and has a lot of people talking. But of course, in true John Oliver fashion, the conversation with Snowden turned to naked photos on the internet. And he put the leak in terms that if the government could have access to your naked photos. And I think that's what people are talking about today is, oh, now I understand it more. Now this is a conversation that I can get into.
Well, then there's a story that's really gaining momentum. It's about actress Mindy Kaling's brother, Vijay Chockalingam, who has a book coming out and a website on which he claims that he got into medical school pretending to be black. Tell us more about this.
So he's claiming that he looked at his grades and decided that he couldn't get into medical school as an Asian American. So he shaved his head and he trimmed his eyelashes and went by his middle name and claimed to be African American on these applications. And he ended up getting into one medical school. And he says that was because he had claimed to be black.
And I guess his new book and his website are both anti-affirmative action. So what are people saying about this?
You know, one of the most stinging observations that someone tweeted was that a man best known as Mindy Kaling's brother is complaining that the world isn't entirely based on merit.
Well, and BuzzFeed is also reporting that he's not saying whether or not he tried at all to get into medical school as himself. So the theory kind of falls apart because he doesn't know.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what his follow-up is. Now that there's a big discussion around it and people are challenging what he's saying, this next interview or whatever he decides to say is going to be really interesting for the discussion.
Annie Colbert, viral content editor at the news and social media site Mashable. Annie, thanks as always.
Thanks, Robin.